Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Two Up and Two Down. And today we are going with a season 8 episode, The Summer of George. And Tony, what do you got for your first up?
Summer of George, season 8. We got to find two ups and two downs. This is, I feel like this is one of those pink hat favorites. They love the Summer of George. They love talking about it. I don't know. We'll get where we get as we give out grades. My first up here on Summer of George is Molly Shannon guest starring. And I think particularly if I want to, I don't want to just throw out her name as my up. I'm going to say, the scene where she wrecks Elaine's desk, I think is probably where it begins and ends with me with her. I think she delivers in that scene. Overall, I think she delivers, but I think that scene in particular kind of throws you for a loop where she starts trashing Elaine's place. How about this? How about that? We'll get to where we're going to go with this season 8, not finding a lot of ups, but I think, in these later seasons, a lot of times your ups are found in guest stars, which, isn't always the best thing when we're talking about Seinfeld and grades. But in this case, I thought Molly Shannon did a really good job with this whole, not moving her arms and then just trashing Elaine's office and just going off on her. I thought she handled that scene well. That's my first up.
All right. A shout out to an old SNL alumni, Molly Shannon there. So, Chris, over to you. What's your first up?
I had that up as well, Bergen Schaefer. Again, this is the final episode of season 8. Okay. 30 million people watched it. Molly Shannon, big SNL star, the whole thing. And the crazy thing is, I have a decent amount of ups, but they're just little dashes of ups. Okay. My next dash of ups, if that's a phrase, is my guy Lyle. Okay. When he, the dude in the towel, hey, Jer, what's up? I actually laughed when I saw that. It's Jerry's face, we'll get into it, the whole thing. But for that fleeting moment, Lyle, not bad, not bad. Towel guy, we'll give him a first thumbs up.
Nice, nice. Shout out to Lyle. I like that. All right. Good up there, in my opinion. All right, Tony, back to you. What do you got for your next up?
I actually agree. That was a really good up. I laughed too. Lyle, when he first walked out, hey, Jeffrey, not a bad up. My second up is, and this is one of those two that kind of you get a laugh. I don't know why. It's just one of those things where it kind of just hits you with a laugh where you're not kind of expecting it. But when Kramer wins the Tony, I love Scarsdale Surprise as the name of the play. Just, in the realm of their fake movies, but I love the Scarsdale Surprise. It's more of a play thing and, the whole Scarsdale, die and murders. And then when Kramer gets kind of swooped up and the guy gives the thank you speech and he goes, this really is a Scarsdale Surprise or whatever. And I love that line. I love that whole scene. It's kind of like, it's almost a joke on award ceremonies and just like how bad they are, the names of the plays and just how they give their thank you speeches where the guy ties in the name of the play and uses it for his thank you speech. I get kind of a chuckle by that guy, the producer guy. This is really is a Scarsdale Surprise. And you see Kramer up there in the background. Listen, where we find it up to this episode, that's where I'm finding it. That's my my second up.
All right, Tony. Yeah, good one. And Chris, back to you. What do you got for your next up?
Yeah, I was going to do an extension of that, but I won't. I do like the line when Kramer tells Jerry, they whisked us backstage. The media is swarming. Champagne's flowing. So great to win. Like, only Kramer, right? But I won't use that one because it's kind of an extension of the acceptance speech. So, again, just, what I'm going to do? It was great to see Dr. Wexler, friend of the show. Glad to see him come back. I mean, there's guest stars you love. And then when you get to know them, like on a program like this, it makes it even more rewarding when you watch it again. But it was good to see Wexler. Again, circumstances I didn't like, and we'll get into that. for a number of reasons on those later years. But always fun to see Dr. Wexler. Great character, always delivers, even in kind of short, punchy ways. But for me, Wexler.
Yeah, definitely a good mention there. Victor Rader Wexler as a guest star there. All right, Tony, now we're going to do the downs. What's your first one?
Yep. First down for the Summer of George is the opening scene. Starts the whole thing off and starts it off poorly. I mean, I think I watched this live. And I think I remember like turning it off, right? The opening scene of this episode is really, as Chris mentioned, this is that like last episode of season 8. We've already gotten through a kind of a bad season, a down season. We've wanted to like it early, and we started seeing what we were seeing and probably started to tune out and just not liking it. When I say we, you know, those of us that are not fond of these later years, this is why. And then it ends with this episode and sort of starts the foreshadowing of the next one. And I hate the beginning of this episode. I hate, in particular, at the end of the first scene, as bad as the first scene is, okay? As bad as the whole George, I'm going to live, I'm going to read a book from beginning to end, and their conversation, as bad as it is, the fly at the end, when George starts swatting that fly, that is the death of George Costanza. If it hadn't died earlier, that's the nail in the coffin that breaks the camel's back. George running around, flies in his, that's it, I'm done. If you harken back to earlier Seinfeld episodes, and I don't have it on top of my head, I didn't write it down, but there is an earlier episode where George swallows the fly. What do I do? I swallow the fly. Probably season 2, season 3. Fine. Kind of funny. You got to bring that back into this season 8 where George proclaims the Summer of George and then starts swatting a fly and yelling. That is just RIP George Costanza in my book. And that's my first down.
All right. Well, I think it was a B, but I digress. Anyway, Chris, let me go right to you. Any comments or what do you got for another down?
Yeah, first down. Well, great down there. I mean, that was my first one, obviously. That thing went on way too long. The funny thing is the first like 15 seconds weren't awful. You know, talking about the Yankees and then all of a sudden.
Longest cold open.
Yeah, the book. Frolf. I know Pink Hat fans love Frolf, but give me a break. Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, at least Amanda Pete was in that scene, so you know, we had something, okay? You know what? I'm going to kind of piggyback on this. George just keeps calling Jerry, and the whole fridge bit. I know you probably have Tony. I mean, relationship intern, really? Like, what are we doing with you? What? I mean, you said it all. Like, that was the beginning of the end, the fly. And then relationship intern, Jerry, George helping Jerry on a date? Oh, we're blue. She likes, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? So, George. Not George in general, but specifically calling Jerry the fridge, just a bad George, and him being a relationship intern bothered me to the nth degree. So first down.
All right. And Tony, over to you. What's your second down?
Yeah, I feel like I got where you're going with that, because I had that as two different downs. You kind of gave him as one, which is fine. I got plenty of downs written down, and I agree with you on both of them. Obviously, the phone stuff was horrible. I had that as a down. And then the sort of that later scene where George is helping Jerry with the sweater and everything else, but I think you tied into that, also horrible. Both of them pathetic. I agree. I'm not even going to go there. I'll give you both of those, and I'll just piggyback off it. My second down, because I have a few, the Raquel Welch, I mean – just giving her the same thing as Molly Shannon and thinking that we're all just going to jump on board with that. I think it's funny because it's all tied together. It didn't work, man. It just didn't work. Just when she comes down the street and starts yelling at Elaine, well, you got a problem. I don't want, I mean, that was just like just so bad. It was so bad. I don't know if I explained it. It was just like, okay, Molly Shannon did it. Now Raquel Welch is going to do it. And Elaine is talking to the cops. And then Rochelle Welch comes by and she sees Elaine and they so bad. I mean, O'Hara took most of the George stuff. I'm going to kind of tie Elaine stuff in there, but mainly the Raquel Welch, the Raquel Welch Elaine stuff. I'm not even touching on the Raquel Welch Kramer stuff. I'm just going to say the Raquel Welch Elaine stuff on the street, on the sidewalk, getting into that fight. And the fact that she was, I don't move my arms when I dance. That's my move. That line alone is enough to just bring the whole thing down. That's my, my dad.
Yeah. Kind of hard to argue those scenes being down. So Chris, back to you. What's your second one?
I think where you're going there was, just the Elaine storyline in general, you can take it. I mean, the catfight storyline, straight arms. But your point about Raquel Welch is, yeah, it's almost like this is season eight, 30 million people are watching. It's almost like Seinfeld had to bring in like Bette Midler and Raquel. What, like, Seinfeld doesn't need that. You know what I mean? We need the, you know, the Tobin Bells, the Bookman. We need characters, not stars, to fulfill greatness in this show. And when they started doing that, you know what happened. So again, there's plenty here, and I'll even piggyback on the actually, you know what, let me just go thematically. You know, the how about Elaine's co-workers at Peterman? I just never liked any of them. Like, that's, I can't even put my finger on it, but let's just put it this way. They're no Lisa Pesce and Hiram, let's put it that way, from Pendant, okay? I know Tony hates Mr. Pitt, even though that was a small business, if you will. But even that, like, you kind of got behind those people. Elaine playing with her friends, like, you know, playing poker. I don't know. There was always just a good camaraderie. These guys, I don't know. It just felt so sitcom-y that they put, like, these – oh, hey, the Seidler, the Tick. It just never ends with these guys, you know? You catfight, like, too much. So for me, I'm taking her coworkers at Peterman in general as a full, pretty big down.
Right, good point. And I just want to mention what a great good point you had. The show doesn't need stars, it needs characters. And I think that's what it kind of lacked here, like you said, in this episode. So, Tony, let's go back to you. Let's wrap this all up with your final grade and comments. What do you got?
Yeah, it's great analysis right there, folks. You're not going to get that anywhere else. That's great analysis, and totally agree. I mean, what are we doing? Bring Raquel Welch in, all of a sudden you got something? I don't know. Listen, Amanda Pete O'Hara mentioned, sure, that's a nice little up. Molly Shannon didn't do a terrible job. I mentioned her hair as an up as well. I thought Kramer did what Kramer does. I thought, you know, I mentioned gave Lyle a shout out, fine, but George, just, I already touched on it. It's just one of the worst George episodes. Elaine O'Hara just pretty much covered that. And I covered it as well. Bad. Jerry, the George stuff kind of brings Jerry in. Not good. Listen, this is not, I'm not putting this in F territory, okay? But it's very close. I'm teetering on a couple of the grades here. This is just not a good episode. Never liked this episode. I sort of look at this as a benchmark, watermark episode, as I mentioned earlier. This is sort of like, if you didn't already dislike the entire season eight, we kind of end season eight with this and let you know that, listen, season nine is not going to get much better. Although, we'll get there. I kind of think season nine is better than eight. I think eight is the worst season of the entire series. But anyway, I'm going to give Summer of George D. Wanted to give D minus, but I'm going to give it a D. I'm not going to argue a D minus. Hell, I won't argue an F. But my grade, Summer of George, is a D. I just think it's bad, but it's not, you know, the worst bad. So, D for Summer of George.
All right, there you go. Not the worst bad episode. All right, Chris, over to you. What's your grade and final comments here?
You know, my partner mentioned season A was the worst season of Seinfeld. This was the worst season finale of Seinfeld, hands down. The opening scene was one of the worst scenes in Seinfeld history. Do you guys remember the last scene? Molly Shannon at physical therapy with George. Do you remember that?
I didn't get that far on the rewatch. I don't even remember it. I hate that
she's
episode.
She's trying to move her hands while he's trying to learn how to walk again. I mean, so we could stamp that as one of the worst ending scenes of all time. The Raquel Welch stuff, again, the fridge bit, Jerry, the relationship intern, you know, friend of the show, Mandel, jumped in with Frolf. I mean, just to get him in, okay? You know, like I said, Amanda Pete, Peterman saying woof for a cat fight. I actually got a little chuckle. But the summer of George is a big fat F. I mean, I can't – a D. I mean, that's almost like giving this an A. This is
that doesn't worst, make any sense.
The worst finale. The worst finale.
Yes.
In the worst season you'll ever get in Seinfeld history.
And okay? I agree with both of those. I do. You're talking to me in a D minus now. My grade stamped. A D is my grade. What the hell?
He must love it. I don't know who he loves here. Molly Shannon. Jeez. Here's the thing.
I get
Kramer had some good, but like I said, when George and Elaine are this bad, they can sink that ship. F for the summer of George.
All right, folks. That wraps up the summer of George being a F and a D. So there you have it. Thank you, guys. And we appreciate everybody tuning in for your analysis. And we'll see everybody at the next episode. Thanks.